You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and while everyone is looking for places to visit as we gradually get back out and about, maybe even you're looking for a staycation. Well, to join me today to discuss audio description at outstanding sites of natural beauty is Nikki Maguire from the Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland. Thank you for joining me, Nick. So first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about what the sort of audio description consists of? Is it a tour while we're walking around? Is it, you know, what sort of things will we be hearing?
Yep, so we worked to take six of our booklets that we have and turn them into audio descriptive videos. We also were offering sign language versions and translations of these booklets as well. So the idea is each of these booklets gives different information about the area we work over on the north coast of Northern Ireland. And you're going to hear about the geology, the history, the people, the place, the flora and fauna as well. So in the same way that you can walk along with one of our booklets or leaflets and when you see something, have a look and read more about it, you can also just listen or read these at home. So really it's sort of, I suppose it's up to the audience what they want to do.
That's such a good idea that you can have it at home though. So if you don't feel comfortable going out and about just yet, you can still sort of learn more about it and learn the history without even leaving your home.
That's exactly the idea. It can give you a sense of... hopefully a sense of being out and about, you know, while still being safe, and also maybe letting you know a bit more about what's in the area, where exactly maybe you want to go and visit, or you just want to read a bit more about a certain myth or legend or something like that.
What made you decide to do this?
I have been working for the Causeway Coast and Glens Heritage Trust for close enough to 10 years, I think. And in that time, we're always trying to develop what we do. And I think in the last year or two, I was able to take a step back just between projects and think about, we were putting out the same types of things. It wasn't necessarily speaking to new audiences or all the audiences we should be speaking to, especially those, you know, with hearing or vision impairments as well. So I then have been working on a consultation with direct access to look at where we could physically improve in our special areas, be it a beach, a walk, a car park, a local park to a village. And spurring on from speaking to Steve at Direct Access, I sort of realised, whoa, we have a lot of resources already here. We just haven't made them in the right way for everyone. So then I took the opportunity of funding available through some COVID heritage funding provided by the National Lottery and our Department for Communities, and worked with Steve then, who won the contract, to make audio description and sign language and essentially translate what we already had there. And we're hoping to build on that in years to come as well and create new bespoke outputs just for hopefully vision and hearing impaired people.
It's really important, isn't it, that people can access these things the same as everybody else. And you think of audio description, you might think of TV or, you know, the theatre or something like that. But to have it in an outdoor space and still get all the relevant information is really important.
I really agree. And I think over this last year, everybody's been at home more. Everybody has been looking for a bit of company. Everyone's had the radio on more or listening to podcasts. I know I'm certainly listening to a lot more podcasts because I'm missing working with people in the office and the chat you would get. So actually having one of the audio description videos that I've been listening to and proofing along the way, it's really nice to just have that playing in the background, even if you're not really, really focused on it. I quite like that about them as well, because some of them are, you know, up to half an hour long.
This might be a silly question, because it is an area of outstanding beauty, but why should people come to the Causeway?
Well, it just really, it is an area of outstanding natural beauty, and the area that I cover runs about a third of the coastline of Northern Ireland as well, so it's really hard for me to pick any one area or any one specific thing, but I think the main thing is when you're standing along our coast or up in some of the uplands as well, you get the sense of space from the fresh air going by you, the sound of nature, not necessarily cars. You can hear the wind through the trees. And even one of my colleagues yesterday was talking about the sound of cuckoos out in our garden. Now that commuter travel and traffic is less, we can hear nature a lot more. And I think that's what I really like about the area I work over, and it's what has kept me so interested and, I suppose, enthusiastic about it for nearly 10 years.
Where can we find out more information and get involved?
So our videos are all going up on our YouTube channel, and they'll be across our social media as well. But for our main source of information is on our website. So it's Causeway Coast and Glens Heritage Trust, and that's where we have a lot of booklets, a lot of resources. There's lots of other videos as well, and you'll be able to listen to those on our YouTube channel. And as we promote and launch new outputs, we'll be sharing them on Twitter and our Facebook as well, all under that same title of Causeway Coast and Glens Heritage Trust.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me, Nikki.
Oh, thanks for having me.